There is nothing. I got no satisfaction out of making good money. I got no satisfaction out of being a director and playing with the politics of a big company. The only satisfaction I got was building a team. All my reactions, all my behaviors are based on past conditioning. I can create something from the heart and from the mind that will have purpose, that will combine all these experiences that I've had professionally and personally and give everything focus. That was the catalyst. Was I want to learn and I want other people to share. So let's create this platform so that can happen. As individuals, we are part of a larger consciousness, this thing that we cannot put words to that we feel. If we're not in a community, we can't amplify that feeling. And if we want to improve as a race, as a civilization, we need to have that feeling of connection so that the bigger consciousness grows.
This is Conversations with Changemakers with me, your host, Gary Tirola. Every week I bring you an inspiring leader that is rethinking what it means to be a changemaker. During these conversations, I slowly peel back the layers of the minds of our future leaders that are using their skills to positively impact this world. Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Conversations with Changemakers. I've got a very dear friend of mine, a new friend, Mark. Mark hails from, right now you're sitting in Switzerland, in Geneva, am I right?
Correct.
We met in Bordeaux at a beautiful chateau owned by another mutual friend of ours, Alex. And we got chatting and we got deep on all things growth. That's how I'm going to sum it up, growth. And Mark is the founder of True Self Explorers. Now, welcome, Mark. Thanks for joining.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. So I want to jump in. I want to explain to the audience first up what True Self Explorers is, and then I want to go back to where you come from and why True Self Explorers is.
Absolutely. Okay, so in a sentence, True Self Explorers is a platform for people who are looking for and offering self-discovery journeys. So what is a self-discovery journey? It can be anything from a 10-minute meditation that helps you in your awareness or in your balance to something much more complex. For example, a 6-month program of self-discovery, which involves lots of different things, which could be energy healing, a particular type of yoga, adoption of a particular type of diet that's most adapted to you. It could be human design readings. It could be a form of coaching too. It could be even plant medicines. It really, the philosophy behind True Self Explorers is that every individual has their own path in life and has their own elements that help them achieve enlightenment, awareness, whatever you want to call it. I like to call it harmony and balance with a lot of happiness.
Yeah.
But for each person, you have your own individual path to get to that point of self-discovery. And the True Self Explorers, the platform, the idea is that all those journeys or all those experiences are assembled in one place so that you can design your own individual path in a very easy way, rather than having to look all over the world for it all the time. It's all in one place.
Mm. So a question around that, it's quite self-explanatory, pretty much designing your own journey. But there's always an obstacle of when people feel lost, when people are needing a design journey for them, when people feel lost. You've got so much on offer. You've got, like you said, from 10-minute meditations to 6-month courses. How do people understand what journey they are needing in their life?
That's an excellent question. And I think you're absolutely right. We never know until we're on the journey of self-discovery what it is we need. And even during that journey, it's a journey of experience and testing and seeing what resonates best with you. So I'd say there's two parts to it. One is, True Self Explorers gives you the access to all these things. But as you mentioned, there is that big question is, well, what's best for me? And as we're developing the platform, the community, the app and the website so that we can book services as well, the idea is to develop, I don't want to call it coaching, but let's call it true self-explorer guides, who are people with coaching experience, who are familiar with the platform, and who can provide that guidance to someone. So in time, if you're someone who's really lost, you arrive at the True Self Explorers platform, there will be a section called True Self Explorer Guides or Coaching, where you can get in touch with an individual person who will help you to understand what are the different self-discovery experiences that could help you get out of that lost feeling, that feeling that you're in a rut, or that feeling that you're not happy with where you are in life and want some form of change or even drastic transformation. So those coaches will be there to help identify and understand where those explorers or what those explorers are looking for.
Of course.
That, of course, I just want to temper everything. This is, we're in the beginning of the project. We have a very clear path forward, and coaching will be one of the elements that will be introduced into the platform in the next 6 to 12 months. We have enough people, enough of an exchange within the community to make that a valuable proposition.
Of course. And I know when we were having one of our lengthy discussions at the Chateau, you mentioned that you are probably looking at an exchange-based system.
Yes.
is that the route you want to take? You want to get away from the financial structure?
Well, I think we need to be realistic. You know, we do live in a capitalistic society where money has a certain value and gives you the freedom and the liberty to do certain things. And so everyone does need a little bit of money. That said, it's also in this community of people who are espousing self-discovery as a, you know, a way of life. One of the big themes that have come out and that I've sort of discovered over the past 4 years through my research and experiences is that many people who are into self-discovery, or who are what I call journey providers, so these are people who are have a certain expertise in a particular area or multiple areas and provide those services. What I noticed was a lot of them like to exchange their services for another. So for example, if I'm an Ayurvedic yoga instructor and I meet this person who does Qigong, for example, and I'm really interested in it and they're really interested in the Ayurvedic principles, oftentimes what you see is these people exchange their services, you know, 1 hour of Ayurvedic for 1 hour of Qigong instead of payment exchange. Yeah. So the idea is, over time, as we get to a critical mass on the platform, we are going to introduce what's called a non-monetary exchange platform. This is all very much in the ideation phase right now. I don't have a structure around it, but for me, it's a critical aspect of the platform that we'd be able to provide this kind of exchange, so that we're placing the value on the time and the experience rather than the money.
And I think also for providers, they've got a similar mindset where they will be able to see the vision that you have with removing the money and bringing the exchange in.
I hope so, because they're the ones who inspired me.
Yeah, of course.
Yes. I mean, that's the other thing is True Self has been developed not as a some little idea that I had in my head in my corner or whatnot. It's a reflection of 4 years of research and experiences and interviews and whatnot of what this community of self-discovery aficionados want.
Yeah.
You know, we've studied very much their lifestyles, our lifestyles, and tried to understand what are those things that are most important. So one of them is non-monetary exchange. Another is the freedom to be able to travel and find, I don't want to call it jobs, but to find explorers as a journey provider when I'm traveling. If I don't have a base of customers, it makes it difficult for me to pay for my travels.
Yeah, of course.
For example, if I'm going to Bali for 6 months or a few months, I'd like to know as a journey provider that I can find some business while I'm there to support the activities that I'm doing.
Yeah, of course. Understand that there's a market wherever you go, and you don't have to like be bound by a rent, a lease.
Exactly. Yes.
I hear you. And I think that is a big sore point with a lot of, whether it's journey providers, any service provider, really, in essence. It's difficult to uproot because what is on the other side? Now, I want to get into your story because you uprooted. You were very rooted in the corporate system. You work for a big corporate company. I'd love to understand your personal journey coming from mm-hmm. your youth, going into the corporate world, and now having a clearer vision and true self coming to fruition.
Yeah, sure. Well, I was brought up in the U.S., with very well-educated parents who were ambitious for their children, but gave us a lot of freedom, but also providing their children with a lot of freedom to try new things, to be open to everything. So I was quite fortunate as a child because I had a happy childhood, no particular traumas. I was able to explore music, maths, gymnastics, swimming, languages, living in other families. So I always felt that I could do anything. And then I went to college or university. And suddenly I was in a much bigger pool of people who didn't necessarily have that openness. And to be honest, I didn't enjoy my first 2 years of university. I felt uncomfortable. I didn't feel like I could be myself. Mm. And so I left for a year and I moved to Europe to do a year abroad.
What were you studying for those 2 years?
I studied for my full 4 years. I studied international studies or relations, which is a nice way of saying I could study pretty much anything I wanted, from philosophy to economics.
Okay.
So rather broad discipline. And when I got to Paris, to be honest, I suddenly felt myself. I didn't feel judged because I was an intellectual, an artist, and a musician, or I enjoyed drama. I was just accepted for who I am and appreciated for it. And that was a really big first step in my own self-discovery as a young adult, realizing that the experiences that I'd had in the U.S. were not aligned with who I was. Mm. I felt that deeply and innately, almost. And lucky me, or lucky my personal design, or however you want to call it, reacted in the right way and took the right steps to put myself in a situation where I was in balance.
What does a situation like that look like for you? Just to explain to listeners.
Yeah. So what does that mean? I think that means that you have, I'm going to borrow from a very well-known psychologist and development expert called John DeMartini. And he uses something called the seven areas of life. I don't want to get them wrong, but it's physical, spiritual, social, family, and a missing one. I'll come back to it when I remember it. But the idea is that on those seven factors, I was at a point in my life then where everything felt in balance. Yeah. Everything was clicking. So my relationships are going well. My job was going well. Physically, I was in great shape. Mentally, I was thinking clearly. Spiritually, energy was flowing, even if I was not open yet to alternative forms of self-discovery. I felt at peace. I felt whole. I felt like I was aligned with who I am.
And was it merely the relocation and feeling valued in Paris, or did you put in some actionable steps?
At that time, I would say no. I was 22. I was young and dumb.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware. I was going off of subconscious innate feeling, for a few years it was quite smooth. Then when I hit 25 or so, I realized, if I want to be successful, I need to get a proper job in a corporate environment, and I need to get a business degree and everything. So I decided to go down that path. And I have to say, business school was one of the best experiences I ever had. It was a massive shift from where I was to where I thought I wanted to be. And I really got a lot out of business school. And that's when I realized that I was good with people, that people were comfortable with me. They were open with me. They enjoyed the energy that I projected in a group business environment. But again, I was only 25, 26, so yeah. I wasn't aware of what actually was going on. I was just hearing compliments and affirmation, not, hey, this is your purpose in life. So it was an interesting period. But then, as with most people who go to business school, you're meant to get a corporate job or, a great position in a company where you get paid a lot more than you did before. That's why you go to business school.
Yeah.
And that's what eventually happened. Luckily, it was an interesting job where I was actually coaching, facilitating workshops for professional marketers in huge corporations like Pfizer, like Bacardi, Coca-Cola, all those big, huge, Fortune 500 companies. We were going in, working with these guys and training them. Over time, I realized, I want to give myself a challenge. Can I survive and be successful in a corporate environment? And shortly after I had that thought, I was offered a position in a huge agrochemical firm in Switzerland, in a small city called Basel. So my first reaction was, agrochemicals? No way. Basel? No way. I live in Paris. I'm from New York. But
yeah.
something inside of me decided, you need to do this. You need to prove to yourself that you can have success in this kind of environment. And so that led onto a 7-year journey where I got promoted 3 times during those 7 years. I was able to build a team. I got really corporate. I was concerned with my job. I woke up every morning wanting to go to work, thinking, but stressed about my team, about the meetings that we were going to have, about the money that needed to be spent. And I got into this corporate cycle, if you like. Now, in parallel to all of this, I had a number of personal experiences that were sort of came on top of that. I had a terrible car accident. I lost my mother, and I split up with the mother of my child. So at some point, this all sort of bubbled up, and nothing was aligned anymore. And that's when I realized, wait a second, I've moved so far away from who I was in my 20s that I don't recognize myself anymore. I don't know how to make decisions the right way anymore. Who do I listen to? My mind, my body, others. What am I good at? What is my purpose in life? I started asking all these big questions. I think that happens to a lot of people. For everyone, it's at a different point in life. But for me, it was in my late 30s. And about 4 or 5 years ago, I had a moment when I was in Ibiza, which is a place that I love to go to, that I've spent now 18 years going, spending anywhere between 1 and 4 months a year there. And I remember very clearly, I was staring out at the ocean, and I had a lot of experiences with what we call journey providers in the true self environment. And I realized, wait a second, there's a whole new life ahead of me. There, I can create something from the heart and from the mind that will have purpose, that will combine all these experiences that I've had professionally and personally and give everything focus. And that was really, it was an aha moment. And within that half hour, I wrote down the whole plan of the strategy, business model, even the name and the logo for what is today, what is True Self Explorers.
Oh, wow. So everything you developed in those 30 minutes. Was this after a plant medicine, or was this after any type of journey that you were going
through? No, not at all. It was the catalyst to delving into all of these self-discovery experiences in much, much more detail. And I suddenly I want the knowledge of this, but I also want to share it with people. Hmm. And I want others to share because it's so amazing. And that was the catalyst was mm-hmm. I want to learn and I want other people to share. So let's create this platform so that can happen.
Do you believe, I always say our paths are, I'm always so grateful for the paths I've ever traveled, because even though it might've been the wrong one for me in this present moment, it was the right one at that time because it got me to where I was. Do you believe that the corporate world and your sense of trying to build your way up the corporate ladder per se was a big determinant of kind of you getting to an emotional rock bottom and finding yourself?
Absolutely. And I'll explain to you what the so as any good ambitious business person or corporate person, I gave myself goals. So when I was in my early 30s, I gave myself a goal of achieving a certain financial objective by the time I was 40 and professional objective. So I wanted to be a director in a big company. I wanted to be making about 200K a year or more and leading a team. Those were the things for me that were important from a business perspective. And they had to be accomplished by 40. Hmm. When I accomplished them, I experienced zero satisfaction. There is nothing. I got no satisfaction out of making good money. I got no satisfaction out of being a director and playing with the politics of a big company. The only satisfaction I got was building a team and having this little community within this large organization that got along well, that worked well, that that was able to communicate in an open environment and was able to get things done. With a smile, you know, feeling good. That was, for me, was the biggest accomplishment of all those years and sweat and toil to get to those objectives.
I think it's a very powerful point to note that if you look at most of the ancient cultures, whether it's in Ibiza, not the party side of the island, but like in the ancient traditions of Ibiza or wherever you go, Japan, China, and all that, a lot of wellness and well-being comes from community. And it's one of the first things we've forgotten in the Western world. And it's great. And it's so empowering to hear from someone that's gone through it. You know, that you're a normal person. You went to business school. You've got a child. You lived in this world, but you still realized at the age of 40 that there was more.
Yes, and, very much so.
And that decision, how did that sense of, okay, this is not what I expected, there is more, how did that catapult you towards eventually Ibiza and then designing the logo? And
because I think subconsciously I was already looking for some form of I don't want to call it escape, because it wasn't a form of escape. I was looking for some form of new discovery. I always, and Ibiza is such a magical place with such magical people, there's an energy there that is unlike anywhere else in the world. Some people say Goa has that a little bit, but Ibiza is really unique in that sense. And although I didn't know it consciously, something was happening, something was transforming slowly but surely every time I went to Ibiza. Now, of course, like everyone, when I first went, I went for the parties. But I had the fortune of meeting some incredibly enlightened people who were into self-discovery and who exposed me to that many years ago. Now, obviously I wasn't in the right frame of mind to absorb that in a way that would allow me to move forward and start setting my own journey, but it was there. You know, it was present in my mind somewhere. It just wasn't clear. And so when the idea came to fruition for True Self Explorers, suddenly it was as if I was connecting all the dots of my past life, my business skills. I can use them to help figure out a sound strategy. My marketing skills, I can figure out how to design and create a visual and verbal identity that will resonate with people. Myself, being a very open person, very loving person, very communicative and extroverted person, I can create, how can I leverage that to create a community? So it was almost as if all the pieces of my life and who I am started falling together and started having a focus. Now, what's really interesting, that was 5 years ago or 4 years ago. Once they fell into place, so the big picture was clear, then the question was, how do I get there? Hmm. And that suddenly, once I asked myself that question, everything became completely foggy again. Like, how do I do this? And the more and more I tried to figure it out, the harder and harder it became. Now, why? Because I was living, so to speak, and I'm going to, this comes from Dr. Joe Dispenza's teachings.
Yeah.
He's also, he's a neuroscientist and coach and does some amazing stuff.
Yeah, I love him. I'm actually just reading his book at the moment.
Fantastic. And I realized, and this is only recent that I have this level of clarity, but I realized I'm doing everything as if I were living in the past. All my reactions, all my behaviors are based on past conditioning. So for example, how to make the website. I don't have website skills. Oh, I'm going to have to find somebody. Hmm. Why? Why can't I, you know, why was I putting up these blockers? It's because of previous conditioning. Or for example, I need money. I need investors to build this idea. I can't do it without investors. Hmm. I was putting up all these obstacles for absolutely no reason. But it took me a year, almost two, to understand why I was putting up those obstacles. And I have to say, even now, today, every day I understand this a little bit better. And I think that's the beauty of self-discovery, is it's a constant growth. It never ends. Mm. So you continue all throughout your life. And the moment I realized I'm basing all my actions on past behaviors, that's when I said to myself, okay, we've got to approach this. I say we, the royal we, but I've got to approach this in a different way. I've got to look at life in a different way. I've got to stop thinking as if I'm in a corporate world. I've got to stop thinking as if I'm in a world where I have to achieve certain goals that other people have said are measures of success. Mm. So that was quite, and it continues to be a lot of self-work of overcoming those obstacles and those blockages of past conditioning.
And is one of the ways forward identifying the reason why you're putting up those obstacles? Like, how did you figure out the reason for you putting up those obstacles? Like, what were they, if I may ask?
It's a very good question. I didn't have a moment where I suddenly realized, hey, you know, I'm doing this the wrong way. It was kind of a progressive aha over a 2-3 year period. And to be honest, I think a lot of it was fueled by, because I was in a fog, I was reaching out and trying different things. I tried plant medicines. I tried different forms of yoga. I tried energy healing, meditation, different forms of meditation, different diets. And suddenly, you know, although I was in this fog, I was still consciously reaching out and trying to find things that would help me get out of the fog. Mm. And through that that process, this is part of the true self philosophy, is I realized, hey, this resonates really well with me. This doesn't resonate so well with me. Or I tried this, I liked it, but I'm not ready for it. Because I'm not in the right mindset to be able to receive all that information and know what to do with it. Plant medicine is actually a very interesting topic, because plant medicines are, we use the word medicine because it's meant to help cure something or to resolve something or to move you to a better place. Yet in today's society, in a lot of the Western cultures that practice plant medicines, many people go into that very unconsciously and think, oh, this is an alternative to partying, or this will be a cool experience. But they're not thinking, how is this medicine going to help me as a person get to the next level of who I want to be?
Aligning your intention with the growth that you are seeking.
Correct. Yes. And I think I don't want to say I was guilty of that, but I definitely, with my first experiences, I probably went into it with, not with the right intentions, not with that clarity of focus to get the most out of those medicinal experiences. But on the flip side, after having done that, having those experiences, and then learning or being aware of how could I have done that experience differently? That's when I started awakening and started realizing, wait, there's so much more out there. I have to get rid of all this conditioning and fog in my mind so that I can be more open and I can receive more and then ultimately share more. So it's been an interesting journey. The journey continues.
Of course.
Every day is different.
Yeah, I think the journey never stops, and that's the beauty about the journey, focusing on the journey and not the destination, really. A lot of people are going to be able to relate, because I think a lot of people are stuck in the, and nothing against the corporate world. It's just the corporate world can work for some and won't work for others. It worked for you until you needed to receive more growth and you moved on. I think what I've picked up throughout your life is you always had a keen awareness, whether it was a little bit delayed at some parts in your life, but you had this keen awareness of identifying how to move forward.
There's always been a drive to move forward. There's always been this feeling there's more out there. I have more potential. I can be a better version of myself.
Yeah.
Yes. And in some way I'd like to thank my mother for that, because I think she instilled that in me, but it's also something that's innate within me. There's a subconscious drive.
I think what Satguru once said, he's like, we always strive, everyone says we're striving for the happiness and the love and the contentment, etc., within ourselves. But really what it is having a pleasant inner landscape. And it's finding this pleasantness in this chaos of a world, which is tricky, and it needs guides, and it needs, it needs other explorers as well to hear their stories. And I think the platform you're building with True Self Explorers is going to be paramount to building a conscious community, really, whether people heal or not, they're going to be able to share and bring the world back together. I believe, I think there's a bit of fragmentation happening.
Absolutely.
And yeah, I appreciate hearing your story, and I know I'm in this for the long haul, so I'm excited to see where True Self Explorers goes, and excited to watch your growth, etc. Who knows, even do some retreats together, which is going to be super fun. But before we close off, I wanted to ask you some bigger high-end power questions.
Sure.
5 questions, give me a one word or a one sentence answer, and we're good to go. What do you think the soul is?
A piece of higher consciousness.
What's your definition of God?
Whatever it is you want it to be.
Complete the sentence. The world needs
more love.
What is the purpose of the human experience?
This might sound a little cheesy, but to discover oneself.
How important is
discover the true self?
Of course. Of course. That's your tagline right there. How important is human connection, and why?
Community is another form of calling it connection. Why is it important? Individuals, we are part of a larger consciousness. Some people call it God. Some people call it the cosmos. Some people call it the collective consciousness. This sort of thing that we cannot put words to, that we feel. If we're not in the community, we can't amplify that feeling. One individual is not going to be able to amplify their amazing thoughts and feelings and energies across 7 billion people. We can only do that as a community. And if we want to improve as a race, as a civilization, we need to have that feeling of connection so that the bigger consciousness or the greater mind, whatever you want to call it, grows as well.
That's, you know, that is very beautiful. I completely agree. And I share your sentiments with everything. And I know there might be a lot of people listening right now that are saying, okay, Mark, I get it. Like, I love it. But like, what is the next step? So is there any like actionable one step or two steps that people can take if they feel like they're stuck in their work, if they're stuck in the corporate world, or they're stuck in a family that they don't want to be in, if they're just stuck? Is there an actionable step that you can suggest?
I think the first thing to do is to admit to yourself and accept that you're in a rut or that you're stuck. That's the very first step. Most of us resist it and we don't understand it. For me, then the second step is expressing that to your close ones, to your friends, to your family, those who know you best and who see you in a certain way and can give you feedback to start that journey of self-discovery. Once you've achieved those two steps, the world's your oyster, right? You're aware that you're in a rut. You've shared that with friends, so it's out in the open. It's not some sort of hidden secret. And that third step is then figuring out, how do I move from where I am today to where I want to be in the future, that better version of myself? And for each person, that's going to be different. And again, that's a lot of the philosophy and reasoning behind creating the True Self Explorers platform, is to give people a place where they can, once they're in that third step, they can start growing and exploring and finding their path.
Yeah, I love that. Where can people find, if people want to reach out to you, or otherwise go ahead to True Self straight away, how can people find you or find True Self Explorers?
Yes. Okay. So True Self has just been launched. So the True Self Explorers community is relatively new. There's a website, which is truself.io, trueself.io. At the moment, it's mainly a blog where we share amazing experiences from journey providers and explorers. We provide some interesting information about the wellness industry and whatnot. And there's a Facebook community page, there's an Instagram page. And at the moment, what we're doing and focusing on is the sharing side of the platform. So getting more and more people into the community, and it's done almost uniquely by word of mouth. We don't do any advertising or spend any money on that sort of thing. It's really word of mouth because we feel it needs to be authentic. To answer your question, you have the website and the social media pages. And in the next 6 to 12 months, we'll have the design and booking features available on the website and via an app that you'll be able to download.
Amazing. I am very, very excited.
One last bit, which you already know about because we've talked about it a little bit. You mentioned retreats very quickly a bit earlier. One of the focus areas for True Self moving forward is also to help organize and run retreats. I'll leave it at that because we have some fun, cool tools and products coming out, but they're not released yet. But the idea is to help people, journey providers, explorers, location providers, organize retreats in a financially responsible way, but also in a structured way so that the participants, the explorers, are getting the most out of those retreats.
This is what I love. It's taking your MBA consulting and your love of self-growth and combining it to make the world's best retreats. And I am so in. It's so great. Can people reach out to you on email?
Questions? So the best, I mean, obviously on the social media platforms, you can always send a message. if not info@trueself.io.
Amazing. So I'll put everything in the show notes.
Yep. That's the best place that ensures that someone within the True Self Explorers community gets the message. We're pretty good at responding pretty quickly.
Okay, great.
So please, by all means, to the listeners today, please visit the page. Please join the community. Ask questions. We're in the very beginning phases. So we really want to sort of maintain the momentum and even increase it, or as we say in business, scale it up. That we start exposing the platform to more people and to the right people who are looking for these kinds of experiences.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing your story, Mark with a C, Demoncescu. guys, join the community, join the tribe, True Self Explorers at trueself.io. It's going to be a beautiful journey as a community. So thank you so much, Mark. And we will definitely chat.
Thank you, Gary.
It means so much to myself and my change-making friends that you decided to spend some of your valuable time with us. It would mean even more if you could share their inspiring message to your loved ones. As someone once told me, the only thing more powerful than changing the world every day for the good is doing it with a community. Guys, I love you and I cannot wait to welcome you back next week. Remember to reach out to me directly at hello@garytirola.com if you have any questions, or hit me up on social media, Gary_Tirola, Instagram, and Facebook. I'm here for you, so let's do this together.